You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words. Repeat it with me and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes your unconscious activities. We had a great week of podcasts. Sometimes I get in these things where I do series and sometimes I just talk. And this week I really wanted to stay focused on the mind because last weekend, or I'm just going to be honest with you, I'm recording at the same time. It's the weekend that I'm here. So it was neat. I went on a trip and it was a trip that's been happening for a while. And I was able to master some patterns, which is really cool. And I want to talk about that, the mindset of that, to see the growth in my own mindset and the growth in my own life, and to see how, with intentions, with knowing how powerful the mind is, that if you keep moving forward, it will transform. Now, we're going to talk about intention. So on Monday, we talked about the past is a past, the future is a future, today is a present. That's why they call it a gift. You got to get present. Okay. Then after we got present, we talked about the repetitive thoughts. Yes, we talked about the repetitive thoughts. What are the repetitive thoughts and how do we master those? And on Wednesday, we talked about the reticular activating system. And now you got to get intentional, man. Like, intentions are so fucking important. Like, intentions. And here's the thing. Whether you believe it or not, everybody has intentions. Everybody does. You go into a relationship, you have intentions. You go into a business, you have intentions. So don't think people don't have intentions. The key is to master your intentions and understanding what are your intentions in your relationship. What are your intentions in your finances? What are your intentions with your health? Everything needs to be intentional. Now, let's talk about the difference between expectations and intentions, because I'll tell you what, you want to ruin your relationship? Have expectations. You want to ruin your finances? Have expectations. You want to ruin your business? Have expectations. Well, what are you talking about, JV? You got to have expectations of yourself and how you show up, but having expectations on how everything will work out with all the different people. We have 27 team members. Like, if I had expectations on how everybody else is going to act, I'll be disappointed 100% of the time. If I have expectations on how my partner is going to act in a relationship based on what I do, I'll be disappointed 100%. But if I have intentions, very different. So if I have intentions to love my partner with all my heart, those are pure intentions that your reticular activating system, remember, the reticular activating system is going to embody, and those intentions will be felt. It's a feeling. You're now moving into the field and frequency of feeling. Intentions are different than expectations. To me, and this may not be scientific, but I think I'm right on this, expectations feel more carnal. They feel low frequency. It's like, I expect you to be this way. That's low frequency. But I have intentions. These are my intentions. I want to love on you, and I want to feel you, and I want to be there with you, and I want a business that's thriving, and my intentions are to operate in integrity and honesty. Those are your intentions. That's a feeling. It's a vibration, and your RAS can really pick up on that. Now, expectations, now you're playing God. You're like forcing everybody else in your current reality. It's like, I expect you to be this way, and I expect my kids to wake up in a great mood when I take them on a trip to Disneyland. It's like, they're not going to. They're not. Let me bring up that trip again, that story again of Disneyland. It's just such a funny thing because this is so relatable to parents. Okay, so your intentions, you organize a trip to Disneyland, right? And you have this idea of what it's going to be like in your head, right? So you tell the kids about it and you surprise them maybe on Christmas, right? So you surprise them on Christmas and it's like 6 months down the road or something like that. And you're like, they open up their gift and it kind of matches your expectations because they're excited. They're like, yeah, they're jumping around. And then your expectations are that they're going to feel a certain way, that it's going to be like this magical thing like on the commercials, right? And instead of just having intentions of being present in all of it, the chaos, the crying, the too much sugar and getting pissed off and that you can't get a toy, you have fucking expectations that they're going to be with a little wand all floating like a princess, and your son's going to be happy, and the spouse and you and your spouse are just going to be skipping down the fucking road. It doesn't work that way. So here it goes. You wake up on that morning and you have expectations, and your husband is fucking snoring loud and he doesn't get up. He gets up late. He doesn't pack the car. So now there you are throwing the suitcases in the car. You guys are all laughing because you can relate to this. You're throwing the suitcases in the car. He gets up and he's like, what's wrong? Nothing. Ooh, nothing. He's like, what's wrong, honey? Nothing. Nothing. You going to help? And then all of a sudden you guys are pissed and the kids feel your vibration. And then they wake up and one kid is not in the mood you want. One kid has a sniffly ass nose. Oh, he's sick again. And then he's always sick because you don't did it. And now your fucking expectations are getting smashed. Then you get in the car and you're already fighting and you're driving out to California. It's like 6 hours away and you're halfway there and you're fighting. The kids have their headphones on and then you're like, why did we even schedule this trip? Why did we even do this? Do you see the difference between intentions and expectations? If you just had intentions to be present in all of it, your vibrational frequency would control that environment. So if you woke up and your husband woke up late and you're just like, hey, my intentions are to help. Let's go do this. I'm going to throw it in there. You know, you don't throw some backhanded jab when he wakes up. Like, oh, hey, you're like, hey, can you come help me real quick? And then he doesn't feel low. And then the kid wakes up. Oh, one kid has a sniffle. Oh, give him some fucking cold. Whatever you do, do the thing. And then you get there and it's just intentions. You're flowing through it. We do this in all of our lives. We run a bunch of companies and we do this all the time. We have all these expectations of everybody else. We do. But if we had intentions, just intentions, to be there for our team, to be high frequency and do the things that we can do, we'd be in a lot different vibration. Now, I'm just speaking from experience. Like, it's really, really difficult to do. So once we control the mind, we get present, we start to attack the thoughts that are holding us back. We reframe those into positive. Then we start having intentions of just being present in all things that are being presented to us. Sometimes it's going to be up. Sometimes it's going to be down, but it's all good. We got this. Does that make sense? You know, send me a message on Instagram that makes sense around intentions or expectations. So your intentions are to live a good life, knowing that all the things around you also have intentions, right? So we love you guys. We appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.